اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على
محمد وعلى
محمد وعجل فرجه.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, and also our respected students here, friends.
Especially not Yahya Jafari.
Especially me.
So let's go, inshallah, continue Surah Al-A'raf. Yes?
Yes.
Surah Al-A'raf.
Yes, we were going to. And one thing,
there's one question. The book has been descended to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you know something important?
Yes, I know.
Mab'as.
Oh. Eid al-Mab'as. Right? What does it mean? The prophetic mission, okay?
Yes.
It means the appointment of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet, right? You know?
Yes.
Okay. 27th of Rajab. Okay. 27th of
Rajab.
So one question. How old was our prophet when he was appointed as prophet?
He was 24 years old.
24 years old. Very good. But that's wrong.
What?
He was 40. He was 40 years old.
Sir, that's... Too much.
No. Yeah.
He was 40 years when he was appointed as the prophet. And how long, how many years had he, 24. I mean,
12.
Served
12. 10.
As prophet? How long was he as a
20,
prophet?
20, 25.
25?
29. 24.
24? 22. No, 20. Look, our prophet passed away at age 63. So at 40, he became 23 years.
One less, I said.
So 23?
One more, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's bigger than us and he knows more math.
Okay.
Well, how kind, he's a smaller.
Sometimes, okay, you know that...
Not because you're smart. So I have a question.
What?
What is Madani and Makiya in some surahs are written?
Surah Madani or Makiya? Yes. It's written Madani. And Makki. Does anybody know anything about Makki?
Madani means it. Nozzle, what you say?
Descended. That was descended. Descended.
Descended in Makkah to Prophet.
Oh, yeah. Madani means it was descended in Makkah.
Yeah.
Madina.
Sorry.
Madina. Okay.
She's pretty boring.
So?
Madani. Madina.
Okay. Makki means?
Makki.
Okay. For example, if someone is from Qum, we call him?
Qumi.
If someone is from Mashhad, we call him Mashdi.
Mashhadi.
Or Mashdi, yeah?
Mashhadi.
Or for example,
Isfahani.
Isfahani, like this.
So now, I'm Shirazi.
So if someone is from Medina, we call him Madani. If someone is from Mecca, we call him Makki. But look, some surahs are written Makki. It means this surah is related to Mecca. What does it mean to Mecca? Related to Medina. What does it mean? There are three answers for this.
Yes.
Three answers. Okay? Let me tell you,
and
because it's related
Canada,
to...
they call him Kendendie.
What?
If someone's from Canada, they call him Kendendie.
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 Okay. So, one answer for this is... Madani and Makki means it's talking about the time. What time? If a surah is written Makki, it means when the Prophet was in Mecca, this surah was descended.
Uh-huh. Oh...
Or, if it's written Madani, it means the Prophet was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in Medina and the surah was revealed or descended to him. This is one answer. Next answer or possibility is this, that it's talking about the place. Sorry, it was about that the place that I told you, not time, okay?
Yes.
The place. It means Prophet was in Mecca, the holy city of Mecca, okay, or around Mecca, that this surah was revealed. The place. Or it was about, I mean, Prophet was in Medina or around Medina, and this surah was revealed to him or descended to him. One answer. Next answer is about the time. It means before Hijrat, Prophet was in Medina, yes?
Yes.
In Mecca. Then after Hijrat, I mean from Mecca, he along with other Muslims, okay, migrated to
Medina.
So before Hijrat, whatever surah was descended or sent to the Prophet, before the Hijrat, they are called Makki. And after Hijrat, they are called?
Madani.
Because of that, they're Madani.
And, yes, the next, these two answers, yeah? The next answer is this. If the surah is talking about the situations or the conditions or the issues which were related to Mecca, which were the issues, the topics, which were related to Mecca and the mushrikeen of Mecca, okay? The pagans of Mecca, okay? So they are the surah is called Makki. And if it's talking about mu'mineen, about Muslims, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, illa ladhina amanu, okay? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullah. Okay? Like this surah, this topic's about talking about Muslims, about people of Medina. So this surah is called a Madani surah.
But this surah...
So how many answers?
Three
answers. So one?
One was that the place of where this...
Revelation.
Yeah. And the second one was the time.
The time before Hijrat or after Hijrat. Before Hijrat, Makki. After Hijrat,
but because Madani. Because of that, a lot of surahs are Makki and less... Because of that, a lot of surahs are Makki, less surahs are Madani.
I think it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Madani are less, I saw.
So I have forgotten the number, okay, maybe. So, and the third answer was about the topics.
Topics, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I mean, these are possibilities, okay? These are possibilities.
Then I have another question. This surah is Makki. Makki, that, like, you
is
said...
Is it written Makki?
Yeah, Makki.
Okay, if it's written Makki, so it has been one of these possibilities.
Yeah,
are there.
The third possibility, but here it says Iblis.
Iblis?
Yeah, the last.
Does not matter, Iblis is Iblis then. It comes everywhere. I mean, this surah, yeah, it's Iblis talking about the creation of Adam alayhi salam.
Yeah.
When and Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah, and Allah Almighty commanded all the angels along
but
with
this
Iblis.
This is not in Makkah. This didn't happen in Mecca.
Because it's heaven.
No, it happened in the heavens.
Heavenias.
No. It happened. Oh, look. It does not mean that the topic is talking about Mecca. Look, this topic is not talking about Mecca, not talking about Medina. This is talking about the heavens, what happened in the heavens. But it was revealed where and when?
In
before Hijrat or in the Mecca, it's called Makki. Yes? Understood?
Yes. Okay. But they should write this Behishtiya.
Jannatiya.
Yeah, Jannatiya.
Okay. So, let's go on and continue our surah. Yes?
Those two read and me and him are...
Yes, say. You are going to read.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, we were on Ayah 2. Oh, I just forgot, okay? This day, it's going to be the prophetic mission. I mean, the Eid al-Mab'as. Okay, so I really congratulate you on this occasion, this beloved occasion, holy occasion, and to all respected Muslim brothers and sisters, Muslims, even all the people. You know why? Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatan lil alamin, a blazing, okay, a mercy for the whole creation.
Yes.
Let's continue our surah. Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil furajahum. So remember that as we all are, look, we all are, okay, not the real prophets, okay, chosen by Allah Almighty, but we are kind of prophets. Prophet means messenger, delivering message. So we are Muslims. All of us are messengers, okay? So we have to, give the people the message of Islam, the message of mercy, the message of kindness, the message of love, and the message of unity, the message of being a good Muslim, good human being, okay? Justice, these things. So remember, in the beginning of our sessions, Quranic sessions, we just started, I recited a hadith from our Prophet. What was that? خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Best of you, among the best among you are those who read the Quran, who learn the Quran. And what is the mission? Teach it.
Yeah, pass it.
Yeah, you're the messenger then.
Yes. Passing your,
pass your knowledge
to the next
generation.
And my birthday
inshallah,
is this
yeah,
next
when you
month.
Get married, okay? Next generation is your sons, your daughters, okay? Okay.
And
Mahdi
birth-
loves a lot. He loves it.
My okay. birthday.
May Allah Almighty, inshallah, help you with this.
My birthday
really
is next month.
I really don't like any
really?
The first.
Yeah. Inshallah, we'll celebrate it. Okay, we were reciting Ayah 2. We finished. And our topic to focus on is Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qatar. So we recited this surah, this ayah, وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ اتَّبِعُوا. Why? Because اتَّبِعُوا has a Hamzatul Wasl. And when you join, Hamzatul Wasl is skipped. But when you start from the word, how do you recite, Mahdi? How do you recite اتَّبِعُوا? How do you recite this word?
اتَّبِعُوا.
Kasra. You assign it with the kasra. Why? Because the third letter has
kasra.
A fatha, or if ba is the third letter, it is kasra then. If kasra or fatha we have on the third letter, it means we assign the hamzatul wasl with a kasra. But if it is
zamma,
zamma, how do you say? Uttubu, for example. So, let's continue this. Oh, we didn't say A'udhu Billah and Bismillah.
Yeah, minus for you.
Minus
for
you. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء
ولا تتبعوا من
أولياء. Look at ولا تتبعوا. Then after واو we have what, Mahdi? After واو we have one?
Alif. Silent letter. Yeah.
A silent letter. Inshallah we'll talk about it. So that's why they have written a sukun sign or a circle. Okay, it means you don't read.
A hat on the top.
You don't read this. ولا تتبعوا. No. ولا تتبعوا. No. ولا تتبعوا. Right? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ
قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Recite, practice, okay? Inshallah, we'll be back after reciting a salawat. Don't forget, stay with us, okay? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان